Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Hello?
Steffi Shoes, we miss you, you dirty bitch.
Steffi Shoes and the ones and twos.
Steffi Shoes in the cut and she got a fat butt.
This one's for you, Steffi Shoes.
It's the foreplay for me.
Play with it.
That's the vibes because you know what season it is?
It's Virgo season!
It's Virgo season! Y'all know we love you, but we gotta roast you or whatever. It's just the vibes.
It's just the vibes. But welcome back to another week of the Astrologers.
Hey, y'all.
So this week it is just me and Angel. You know, Steffi Shoes couldn't make it tonight for the pod. We miss you, girl.
We love you. We ain't even gonna eat good because she not here. Mr. Taurus Stellium. We'll make do. We'll be all right.
Oh, God.
She said, I don't want to record Virgo season. I'm not coming.
She's like, I don't want to fucking
Virgo rising.
She's like, I'm going to skip this one out.
Her Virgo rising was like, nope. Nope. Bye. But as you guys probably have already guessed it, this is our Virgo season episode. So we are going to go right into it.
Take me into the astral events for this week, Angel.
So in true Virgo season fashion, it's a little joy out here for me. What y'all doing? Leo season was like, come on. And now Virgo season's like, I'm going to give you a little something.
Get the bag of mayo. It's too dry out here.
It's the Hellmann's for me. I'll be honest with you guys. There are some major events going on in Virgo season, but that's what this episode is about. So I'm not going to talk about it right now because a bitch ain't going to repeat herself. But as you guys know, on the 22nd, we just had a full moon. So happy motherfucking blue moon.
Aquarius.
I hope you flashed your tits to the moon. Moon the moon. Got eaten out in the Taco Bell parking lot. You know the fucking vibes.
You know the vibes.
But yeah, there really wasn't many minor events that we could speak on this week. Like, you guys know we post daily on our socials, the small things that are going on. So stay tuned for that. You know we have to talk about our wins for the week. I clicked my pen.
We hit 8K on Instagram.
A moment like this. Shout out to the meme destroyer. She's not here, but goddamn.
I'm a comment for her on her behalf. Yeah.
Purr. We added some new countries this week.
Tell me about it.
The Ukraine.
Ew.
Slovakia.
Ew.
Italy.
Buongiorno.
Ciao. Peru and Sweden. Sorry if we double repeat it, but honestly, there's so many countries and they don't go in order. I'm like, balagfad, what is happening? I can't count all these.
Oh, God.
So there's really no astro events. Yo, dry as Virgos.
I'm so.
Like. But what we did gift you guys is since we don't have astro events, we got extra sloop boots. We got three.
I just want to say shout out to you guys, you know, our listeners, because you really came through this Yo. Week with the stories. You know, we asked all our Virgo friends for some
what
stuff.
What the fuck?
Nothing. Nada. They gave me nothing.
They all went, LOL, what? I'm like, bitch, you already know the fucking vibes. LOL, what? I'm like,
they're like, I'm not hoeing. I'm not doing this. I don't got a story. I don't got this.
I'm like, you never accidentally got a banana in your butt? Like, Hello? Tell me about it. I don't Come give a on. Shit if it was in 2008, bitch. Yes. Ugh. Bananas of the butt never expire. Why am I going bananas of the butt? I don't even like bananas. No, I like bananas. Whatever.
I know you put a couple
irrelevant.
In your butt. I know a couple of went into your butt. It's all right.
How many hot dogs can you fit in your mouth? How many bananas can you fit up your ass? So it's sloop boot time, baby. All right. So this is a really fun one since we did get them from our listeners. Me and Nikita are going to take turns reading them. We do have three of them. but we're going to blind react. So we didn't open the messages, or and if we did, we didn't read them. So y'all don't know the vibes because I don't know the vibes. I'm scared. All right. So first up on the butts, we got a story from one of our lovely listeners, our Pisces fucking wild queen, who I absolutely adore. She gave us a story with a Virgo.
Ew. Give it to me.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. So a few years ago, while she was still on Tinder, she went on a couple of dates with a Virgo guy.
Okay.
She somehow ended up at his place, even though she had said to herself she would go home after the date. The reasoning behind why she was going to go home after the date was because she was on her period and riding the crimson chin. Fairly Odd Parents. She really said tide, but we had to say chin because, you know, with someone you don't know can be stressful. So we decided to just go to sleep. Well, as you know, you can't keep those Virgos and Pisceans apart very long.
Uh-uh.
A little bit of teasing in bed turned into play fighting. Fighting turned into making out until we hardly even remembered the blood. Okay, Dracula. Oh. Okay. Shit.
Okay, Edward Cullen.
My God, this is our first, like, period slut bud. Now, we tried to be careful about the mess during the act, but a little bit had ended up on his sheets. He immediately started bitching about the blood and acting like it's the grossest thing he ever seen.
Shabai.
As if he didn't part that Red Sea with his dick moments ago. Oh, my God. I'm weak. I'm done. I'm dead.
I
she was
cannot.
Like, really, Virgo? Really?
The Virgo started it and then fucking caused a problem.
Because your serial killer ass was like, I like the blood. Then he was like, the blood got here. I started scrubbing his sheets at 3 a.m.
Oh,
whilst
God.
He stood next to me, scolding me like a child. In the morning, I took an Uber home and I never talked to him again.
Oh, my God.
I'd also like to mention that the sheets were dark, dark blue. You could barely see anything on them. But then again, his apartment was the cleanest I've ever been to. So I guess he has that going for him. Fucking hissy fit Virgos. It's a Virgo going, I run red lights. And then going, oh no!
It's the Virgo saying, I'm the crimson chin, yo. And then he goes, why'd you put the crimson chin on
just
my
sheets? Just kidding,
sheets?
I'm Timmy Turner. Wish it away.
Barely our parents.
You would have thunk. I'm done. I love her. She was like, dumbass.
I'm fucking deceased.
And we have another story from her coming soon.
So our next story involves a Virgo and a Pisces.
Oh, it's the polarity.
Another Virgo and a Pisces. Oh, except God. Now the Virgo's a girl and the Pisces is a dude.
She better choke that motherfucker out. She got a Leo Venus. You better smack that fucking lion cock on his head.
So she met this Pisces during Pisces season in February. And it's her weakness. A country boy.
Ooh. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That's it.
Yeehaw.
She said, a country southern boy, blue eyes, half sleeve, and a fucking cynical playful look on his face with his stare. It's the Pisces eyes for me. So she meets him at the bar. And he's standing there with his red plaid t-shirt, you know, looking good, looking great or whatever. Added her on Snapchat and did the whole fuckboy snap routine. You know, the whole, hey,
bitch, I'm at work.
I'm at work, what the fuck? Then he asks her out. Country boy charmed the fuck out of her, listening to Morgan Wallen in his truck, singing Chasing You, driving. I'm in the passenger seat, literally drooling, lights a cig, and she's practically salivating. This is the words of her.
She was inking. She was like, oh, you made me ink.
You made me ink. In her words, she goes, he lit a cig and singing Morgan Wallen like I'm literally salivating, just like I did on his zick when we went back to my house and I rocked his world. He made her squirt for the first time.
Congratulations, baby.
She squirted on the sheets, and she was so freaked out by it, but he found it so funny that he started to play pillow fight with her.
Aw, hit that bitch with a pillow, and she probably whooped his ass back.
And then they began to fuck again.
Oh, okay.
And she said, in the words of Call Me Daddy, I completed the Gluck Gluck 3000.
Throw them hands in it. Throw them hands in it. Hey, we don't know the Gluck Gluck.
She was so embarrassed for squirting. He's like, no, it's hot. I'm like, I have to wash the fucking sheets.
It's the Virgo for me talking about. I gotta clean up the mess I made.
I gotta clean the sheets.
I'm fucking weak.
So during round two, you know, she was riding him or whatever. He was choking her. So she choked him right back. And she said, now I'm the alpha, motherfucker. Mwah, chef's kiss.
That's right, baby.
And they ended up finishing the night by drinking Yoo-Hoos.
I'm not mad at that.
That's the type of Virgo Pisces I want to hear about.
Yeah, like, I want to hear
That's the type I want to hear about.
I'm so proud.
But it's the Virgo wanting to clean the sheets for me. She said, please let me clean these sheets. My bad.
I just squirted. He's like, nah, I'm going to sleep in it for the next month.
And dream about you forever. Cast spells on you with your squirt.
It's no longer blood magic. It's squirt magic. Hello? Oh, God. So we have another slut butt from our Pisces queen. And this involves a Pisces and a fucking Aries.
Oh God, it's that water and fire for me, let me tell you.
So this Pisces got herself a summer lover. And it's been pretty hot and heavy all summer long. Hot girl summer. He's an Aries, so the sex is always intense, judging from the endurance and the positions. I told you, all motherfuckers treat it like it's the Olympics.
Hello?
It's like he's trying to compete in the Olympics when he gets down to business. Girl, I feel you. I know that. But anyway, the story is about this one time they hadn't seen each other for like a week, so they were pent up. But they didn't have a lot of time to do anything about it, though, because they were in a rush to get somewhere. So while they were driving, they were constantly touching each other, and he was fingering her while he was driving.
Have a great zit.
So safe. That they taught that in driver's ed, baby. Eventually, he was like, hell no, can't take this any longer. So he pulled over next to this public garden patch and fucked her next to somebody's tomato bush. The next day, he texted her and told her he had a tick on his asshole. I guess So how he found that? He was rubbing his booty hole and said, that's not a hemorrhoid.
Why is my butthole itchy?
Imagine going to the ER and they're like, you have a tick on your asshole, sir. What were you doing? And he's like, fucking in a bush. I guess the moral of the story is always wear bug spray before outdoor loving. Hashtag protection. It's the having to put Raid on your asshole for me.
It's the tomato bush for me. I really hope she took a couple of tomatoes after that. Scooped it up, made a salad, a little caprese salad, a little mozzarella, a little balsamic, a little black pepper, a little basil. That concludes this week's slut butts. Let's get into our Virgo season events.
God, I love your skirt. Where did you get it? It was my mom's in the 80s. Vintage. So adorable. Thanks. That is the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
It's the Virgo season vibes for me.
Vintage.
That's the ugliest fucking skirt I've ever seen. Ugh. My Virgo moon felt that. No, I'm kidding.
My Virgo rising was like, yes, God.
Oh my God, I love your hair. That bitch needs a hair. I thought her weave was hanging out. Just kidding. What are we?
Now, as you already know, each season we do an episode that dives into all the goodies of what's to come for the signs. How the fuck is it Virgo season already? Hello? Listen, I know we tend to roast the Virgo gang a bit, but honestly, we love y'all. Yeah, Judge Judy asses.
He's not ready. I'm not ready. We're not ready out here. But we love y'all because all three of us have Virgo in our top three. So we some Virgos too.
Did y'all know the tarot card for Virgo is the Hermit? And also the Magician.
Wow.
Which to me makes sense because I feel like the Virgo spectrum is either one of those two energies. The Hermit shows service.
And staying home alone.
Hello. And the Magician shows being open to change. What?
Mutable. They might be stern and annoying, but they mutable.
Oh, cool.
So as y'all know, Aries brought the action. Tarsus brought the leisure.
And the fun.
Gemini brought the bang game. Cancer brought the emotions. Leo was putting on a show. But it's about to switch up out here, y'all, because Virgo season is coming in hot to bring that structure and attention to detail. It's the judgment for me. Virgo also correlates with the theme of health and wellness. Don't forget the Tums and the motherfucking Pepto. Since Virgo is a mutable earth sign, this gifts them in the area of always being up for a little self-improvement. Well, they don't miss a damn detail, so it goddamn makes sense. Virgo is the Zodiac's editor by design. So during this season, you may find yourself wanting to get your shit together, or you're going to notice how some don't have their shit together. Judge away, baby. It's Virgo season.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy up here. Virgo season gives us the opportunity to analyze where we are and where we have been, and helps us understand what we must shift in order for us to move ahead towards our goals. You may find yourself wanting to be in service of others more, detail-oriented, eager to grow, and better at analyzing. And get the Fabulosa, too. We want to clean out here.
Right? Clean that ass.
On the downside, during the season, you may want to be more prone to the idea of perfectionism, judgmental of others and self, harder on yourself. So, you know what? Bitch, stop. Stop it.
No.
Don't let the shadow vibes get you. It's checking in with yourself essential and being real with yourself totally essential. Yes. But don't get too lost in the Krabby Patty sauce, baby. Come on. Also, Plankton's a Virgo.
You can't talk to my son that way. Who do you think you are?
I'm Plankton, you old hag. And your son smells like boogers. Hey, you can't talk to my wife that way.
Plankton a Virgo.
And your son smells like boogers.
The old hag, bitch, with your saggy titties. So, my Virgo sons, happy birthday. If you have Virgo in your big three or five, celebrate yourself and get it together, baby. Also, check what placement lives in your sixth house. This is the house that Virgo rules. So, this is going to be some activation for y'all. Hear ye, hear ye. Fourscore and judgment to go.
So, on August 22nd, sun enters Virgo. The sun enters Virgo, which will shine a light on health and work and the details of it all. For the next 4 weeks, the energy becomes sensible and wise.
I don't want to be wise. I want to be a dumb bitch.
Some may feel compelled to get self-reflective, start new habits, and actually find this area easy to achieve success. Some may feel compelled to help others, since Virgo is the sign of service for the self and others. It's the self-reflection vibes for me. It's the judgment for me. It's the want to be clean for me. It's the detail oriented for me.
I made a dermatologist appointment. Like, it's the get it all together for me.
This is the sixth sign. So we are halfway through our zodiac wheel, which is why the energy here is all about the self-check void.
I am mad at it. So on the 30th of August, Mercury enters Libra.
Libra.
In the realms of communication, it's about to get super social. Virgo season or not, fuck off Virgo Mercury.
Fuck yourselves.
This adds to one's conversational appeal. Mercury is an air sign and adds a super chatty, flirty, and lighthearted energy. Mercury in Libra brings the need to think out loud. There's also a balance-seeking harmony here. So be mindful during this time that not only are you listening, but you're actually hearing others because you're so damn excited to chime in. Real air sign shit, baby. For those dating or in love, Mercury in Libra is coming to bestow blessings. Been wanting to chat about some new hobbies? Now's the time for those intellectual conversations, especially in the realm of justice for others. It's the glow up for me.
It's the Justice League for me. So on September 6th, there's a new moon in Virgo. Happy new moon, hoes. Now, I love a Virgo new moon. You know, as you know, new moons are about sitting with yourself and setting some intentions. Virgo is all about the detail, so you will feel super charged when facing what things you want to let go of, change, and welcome into your life.
Sexy.
This is an excellent new moon for making practical progress towards the future, but we must liberate ourselves from both delusions and past agendas that have not worked.
Ooh.
In true Virgo fashion, cut these motherfuckers off, yo. Cut them off. Enough.
Snip, snip.
There's a connection with Uranus during this moon.
Your what?
Uranus.
Your anus?
Your anus. Okay. Uranus is change, so commit to yourself, your goals, and tap, tap, tap in. This new moon's trine to Uranus suggests we're not only open to the new, but we're also embracing change. We're ready to make something special of our work, routines, or tasks, and likely finding new methods that change the way we do things. It's a powerful time for practical solutions and innovation in our jobs, health, self-care programs, and habits, baby.
Can I also just note that this new moon is a powerful healing lunation for asking yourself to confront your darkest pains and make change. It's the course correcting for me. So tap, tap, tap in. Don't hide, hide, hide. So on the 10th of September, Venus enters Scorpio.
Scorpio.
It's about to get real spicy out here. Venus is entering Scorpio. Safe sex, y'all. Oh, Lord, baby. It's about to get real intense in the realms of love and money. Now, in the area of soft, cute courting love, nah, it's about to get intense as fuck out here. Some may find themselves more prone to jealousy and being territorial. Some may also be super secretive or feel the need to withhold themselves. We'll crave meaningful and intense experiences when Venus is in Scorpio. Depth and intimacy become more important, urging us to trade in on frivolous flings for long-lasting romances. Love can also border on the obsessive when it is in this sign, compelling us to go all in when it comes into matters of the heart. Venus in Scorpio is a time when we want to shine a light on the shadows of our relationships and heal that shit. Feel it to heal it. Venus in Scorpio can also bring power struggles and money concerns out into the open. Subtle issues become more obvious than they were. So we about to get obsessed. We about to get horny. We about to get weird.
Mysterious.
I like it like that.
Then on September 14th, Mars enters Libra. But it's about to get real diplomatic out here. You know, Mars and Libra isn't about the fight. Don't get me wrong. You know, they will fight, but you have to press them. They're more so fighting for both sides. It's like the time you fall with someone and some people want to talk it over and smooth it, while others are like stone cold afterwards.
They want to talk.
We tend to use our charm as a means to an end under the influence of this cycle. Because we can see many different sides to an issue, we can be indecisive about how to act. We don't want to be the bad guy and rarely resort to force. Instead, we attempt to win arguments with style. We are indirect in approach and inclined towards engaging in mental debates, yet we also attempt to make the opposition comfortable. Passive aggressiveness is the shadow side of this energy. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, Lord, it's going to get weird. It's going to get weird.
It's too weird.
I'm excited. I like the weird. And the final, yeah, we told y'all Virgo season was like, y'all in a crisis, we're not pulling our cocks
out.
We're out. The final event of Virgo season before it shifts into Libra, on the 20th, we are having a full moon in Pisces.
Piscis.
A dreamy placement that helps us find our personal power and inspiration. Though not a great day for making lasting changes or finishing projects in true Pisces fashion, they live in the moment. So if you really want to let shit go, you need to sit with yourself and really hone in and get fucking realistic. Mm-hmm. Releasing is still a plus. Just make sure it's realistic to where you are. When we have a full moon in the 12th house, which if you didn't know, that's what Pisces rules, letting go and release can feel a bit more meaningful. But like we said, just make sure it's realistic and not like a shot in the fucking dark. This moon asks you to remove blocks and limiting beliefs. In traditional astrology, Pisces is ruled by Jupiter, even though that was before they found Neptune or whatever, a planet that governs our better system. During this compassionate and loving lunation, Jupiter will be forming a sweet trine to Mercury in Libra. We are tasked with expanding our minds, vision, and creativity. What we need to let go of in order to call in the next phase of ourselves and our path. One good thing about this moon, and I know it sounds so weird, but like, you know when like you like donate stuff? Like I do that frequently, like I'll clean my closet, I'll donate. That's like heightened at this time too, because it's going to help you like let it go to welcome in. Clean your closet, hoes.
Get that declutter. Declutter your life.
Declutter that pussy.
Declutter your home.
Hello. So that concludes our astrological events for Virgo season. Like I told y'all, this shit, the Virgos was like, y'all want a good season?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to get what you get. I'm like, tell me you're a Virgo without being a Virgo. Tell me you're Virgo season without being Virgo season. Like,
got absolutely nothing on
us. Like, what? Hello?
Ridiculous.
But you know, it's a nice calm down because I feel like Gemini was crazy. Cancer was like kind of spicy. And then Leo was like bada bing, bada boom. So maybe it's like a little, make it spicy. Like it's lazy river. Virgo season's lazy river.
You know, we was getting hit in Gemini season with the retrograde. Like we were just getting hit by retrograde. Cancer, we need a minute to chill out for a second.
Cancer, we was crying. Leo, we was putting on a show.
Put on a show. A show.
So I feel like Virgo season's lazy river with a cocktail in your hand.
I know that's right.
But we do have a bonus for y'all, Nikita. Read it away. Read
so
it
we
away.
Got a little Virgo season checklist for you guys. You know, you want to work on building your best self. Digital detox.
Get off the gram, ho.
That's it. Embrace the wild and stop being so stern.
Lighten up, bitch.
Open your mind to the impossible.
Believe it.
Use your words and speak with conviction.
Why is it spicy?
Put on your thinking cap, but don't let it take over too much.
I mean, Jimmy Neutron.
Listen, I know y'all like to overthink Virgos, but you got to calm it down a little bit. You got to take it down a notch.
I got a Virgo moon. That shit tick, 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 tick. I'm like, shut the thug up.
That's it. That's it.
Thank God for practices. Cause I never knew I was the enemy. I never knew my moon was the enemy.
We got to slow it down. We got to slow it down.
Make it nice.
Make it nice. Make it nice.
How you feel about Virgo season?
Honestly, I'm not going to be mean about it, but you know, with all these seasons going on, I do love my earth energy. I'm going to say that. I do love my earth energy, and Virgo will make me slow down a little bit, so I'm all right to slow down a little bit, because I feel like Leo season, I was like, bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, bang.
You was hamster dance.
I was all over the place, you know. I've been burning out a little bit. I feel like with Virgo season, has just kind of put me into ease and really plan out my life a little bit more. So I'm excited. Even though we talk shit about it, you know, I'm excited about my earth. My earth energy is just really, I love earth energy.
Me too.
As a Virgo rising, I'm all right with it. I'm happy.
Squidward-eared.
I'd rather ride Squidward's nose.
I feel like I'm not mad at it. Even though, like, I be shitting on Virgos. I love my Virgos. But like I said, I do have that Virgo moon. So I think like a Virgo. My brain's like tick, tick, tick. But that's also why I'm like, get it done, get it done, get it done, done, done. Get it done, so done. I feel like I'm going to be a drill sir. I'm going to be like, you're in a crisis? I'm on my way. That's a meal Virgo season. Even though I'm like, I'm bored. I want something spicy.
Spicy.
So we asked you guys, how do you feel about Virgos?
One person said 0 out of 10, would not recommend. One person said love.
Love.
One person said, to be honest, they get more hate than they deserve.
Facts. True.
One person said, my mom, sister, and stepmom are all Virgos, and they are the most toxic, shady, two-faced narcs. Oh. I was not expecting that answer.
God damn.
That was fucked up. I was expecting to be like, I love them. And one person said, I love my Virgos, but as partners, they can drop down in hell.
I feel like Virgos do get a lot more hate than they deserve, but I feel like they're so withheld that a lot of people don't get to truly know them for who they really are. And that's why they get that perception. Because people are like, eh. But the Virgo just like, you can't take 5 years to warm up, baby. But then you got some Virgos that are wilding out over here, like the Virgo with the stories. I'm like, God damn, I love that Virgo.
Then we asked you, dated a Virgo, entangled with a Virgo, how was it?
We had someone say, worst heartbreak, major narcissist.
Oh, good.
Someone else said, not good. Lemo! He was trash and it was hard to read him.
Put your head out.
Shoulders. But, you know, I think Virgos get a lot more hate than they deserve. I know we roast y'all, but we got Virgo in our main three, so we got the rights to. Sorry. But
we love y'all. We love to hate y'all, and we hate to love y'all. So
all our Virgo friends are bitches. They're so bitchy.
I love it.
All of them are bitchy. I'm like, you okay?
Why Steph posted that meme about the Virgo season? It was from the Mean Girls when he had the serious face. And I reposted it on my story, and I was like, oh, resting bitch face season. I can't wait. And my Virgo friend messaged me, and he goes, I have a nice face. I go on his Instagram, resting bitch face, resting bitch face, resting bitch. I literally screenshot his first 20 selfies, and I said, bitch, where? He said, bitch, I have a welcoming face.
Hell no.
Bitch, where? Where? Where?
So in honor of Virgo season, we're going to finish the episode with this clip.
But I have a theory. People talk loud when they want to act smart, right? Correct!
Plankton of Virgo. I don't care what nobody say. But next week, we have a great episode planned for you guys. We are going to be diving into second house, baby.
I'm about to dive in.
But we love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Suck some dick, kiss some whoop, and get off.
And go ride Squidward's nose.
Or his toes.
Or his hose.
Or put plankton up your butt.
Or his bros.
You know what? While Leo season is still here, go off. Because Virgo season, you ain't riding Squidward's toes.
You ain't doing none of that. You just seeing your zinc in a bag of mayo, but
bye, guys.
See you next week.
Bye, fuckers.